someone is praying for what you have right now. It's easy to forget how far we've come. On the hard days, when we feel lost, stuck, or like we're not where we think we should be, it can be hard to see our own progress. We lose sight of the blessings. We downplay our growth. We focus on what's missing instead of what's already here. But the truth is, someone out there is praying for what you have right now. Even if it feels small to you, even if you're struggling, even if today doesn't feel like a victory, to someone else, your hard day might look like a dream come true. Gratitude lives in perspective. Not long ago, I was sitting with a group of women I see regularly. One of them was sharing how far she's come over the last 3 years, and she said something that stopped me in my tracks. On the days I feel low, I remind myself, there's someone out there praying for what I have right now. That's the perspective shift. Even when we don't feel our best, even when things aren't perfect, even when we feel behind or broken or unsure, there's someone out there who would give anything to be where we are. Your journey is worth honoring. Everyone's path is different. No two stories are the same. But most of us tend to minimize our own milestones, especially on the darker days. We often see our blessings last, long after others already noticed the light within us. But that doesn't mean they're not there. You've come a long way, even if today doesn't feel like it. There were times in my life when I would have given anything to have the life I have now. Even on my hardest day, I know what it's like to feel like every day is the worst day. But I also know what it's like to come through the other side and forget, for a moment, just how far I've traveled. That's why I share my story. That's why I speak about mental health and addiction, because it reminds me and others that our stories matter, that our journeys aren't over, and that someone out there might be waiting to hear exactly what we've been through so they can find their way forward. Your bad day might be someone else's breakthrough. We're all allowed to have our feelings. We're allowed to be frustrated, tired, or sad. But we can also hold those feelings alongside a deep awareness of how much good exists around us. There are people out there who would give anything for what we might take for granted. And that's not about guilt. It's about gratitude. Gratitude grounds us. It reminds us that we've already come through so much. It keeps us humble. And it helps us serve others from a place of truth, not perfection. So even on the days when it's hard to see the light, know that you are the light, and someone is praying for the glow you don't even realize you have. Slay of the day, reflect and rise. Are you focusing more on what you lack or what you've already overcome? Do you recognize the good in your life? Or does your mind lean toward the negative? What blessings do you have now that you once prayed for? When was the last time you acknowledged how far you've come? What steps have you taken to be where you are today? How can you use gratitude to fuel your growth? Your path has power, and your progress is worth celebrating, even on the hard days. Call to action. Join the conversation. I'd love to hear from you. What's something you have today that you once dreamed of having? Share your story in the comments. Let's cheer each other on. And if you know someone who's feeling stuck, send this to them. Sometimes all we need is a reminder of how far we've already come. I'm Carrie Gunzel, reading a blog from stateofslay.com. Slay on.